and the Indians that wrote those songs or sang, they didn't write them, they sang them. And someone took the words down and set them to music, to the music that they sang. I think about 5 or 6 of our different. Let me see if I can find that. That would be something pretty nice for you to have in here.
I'd like to know that.
Well,
I was just going to ask you what kinds of trees you have around here.
Well, the trees on the creek are mostly elm trees. Mm-hmm. And that is what these trees are. These are the native elm. We dug them up on the creek and set them out here. Mm-hmm. And now this worm thing that eats the leaves off doesn't bother these.
Oh.
Never has. See, we had full foliage on. Mm-hmm. Spray or anything. And in Chickasha, where they have the Chinese elms, they have spraying continuously, and half of them have been killed in Chickasha. Mm-hmm. We have cottonwoods and we have willows. Are about all of the really native trees, but most any kind of tree will grow here.
Do you have that tree that has the large leaf and the gray scaly bark in the winter when the leaves drop off? There will be little balls out the ends of the branches. Sycamore?
Sycamore. Yes, there are some sycamores in Chickasha. Now, they're not native here. They just aren't. They may be in eastern Oklahoma. I think they are, but we don't have the sycamores here.
Do cherry trees grow around here?
Yes. And the wild cherries grow here. Now this may be something else that you don't know about. Is this artist out in western Oklahoma, this old lady that she's kind of like Grandma Moses?
No, I don't believe I do know her.
Can't think of her name, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
She drew that from memory. She was one of the lookers on in that. And here's our beautiful red button. I can go back over these and sit and blow over them for hours.
Mm-hmm. I planted a red button.